welcome to episode 104 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I'm your host, William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
Alrighty, so I guess let's just get into it, Stuart. I know you've probably been wanting to talk about this, one of your topics, for a long time.
Or since I found out about it yesterday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Oh. You only found out about it yesterday. Wow.
The weekend I've been off internet.
Ah, gotcha. I saw that Friday and I'm like, I'm not going to put that up because I assume Stuart would get upset if he wasn't the one to put that up.
I have not been on the internet at all over the weekend. I'll talk about that later. Team Fortress 2 is getting a new mode. It's a co-op horde mode, which I think is kind of cool.
Six players.
Yes.
So it's one upping horde.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, horde mode has five players, so six. That's one upping.
I never really played. The only kind of horde mode I ever played was the zombies mode.
Huh.
And Black Ops.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's a new mode called Man versus Machine. That's man with two N's, so like the Manco stuff. Cause, every now and then you'll get a man crate, a Manco crate, and it just has like five items in it, and you have to buy the key to open it. But, I wish it was live right now so I could have actually played it before the show, but it's not live just yet. It will be, and people think, in a couple hours, because it's supposed to be out today, but people are saying, you know, like, oh, it's 7 p.m. Pacific time. So,
well, I mean, Valve, they put it out, their stuff out when it's ready, right? So maybe it's not ready yet. I mean, they have a tendency of pushing things back. They have a reputation for that. I mean,
I don't think I've ever followed a Valve release, so I can't tell you. But the strategy seemed different than when you play against other players. For instance, let me find. Who's actually different? Because I noticed that one of the strategies that they suggest, it's a little bit different than what people are used to actually doing.
I've heard pieces of this. Haven't they like added another faction even to this?
Or? Well, yeah, that's the machines. They're robots. They're basically clones. They're basically robot versions of the soldiers. Let's see, there's a giant steel gauntlet that's basically the heavy, demo knight, it's the demo, bowman, that's the sniper, minor league scout, quick fix medic, it's the medic, heavyweight champ, that's another, type of a heavy, uber medic, that's another type of medic, and the Sydney sniper, again another sniper, and then there's also giants as well. So I really wish I could tell you what it's like to actually play this. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll be able to touch back on this next week. Hoping to maybe play some of it too. So that I'm excited about this. I mean, and it, you know, it. Oh, go ahead.
Apparently, it's a lot like the zombies mode, as in you can upgrade your weapons.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
So, and you know, Team Fortress 2 is free, and this update is free, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, you got no excuse, people. I mean, if you have a PC that can run it, which
you know, you should own Team Fortress 2, whether you can actually play it or not.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, if you're listening to this, odds are you've got a PC that can run it, because it doesn't require too much. I mean, it's a, what, no. four-year-old game? Five-year-old game?
Six, isn't it?
2007, I thought. Didn't it come out in 2007?
I don't know. I really don't remember when it came out.
Didn't it come out with the orange box?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the orange box was 2007, I believe. I could be wrong.
Yes, October 10th, 2007.
Yes, go me. Awesome. So yeah, five-year game. They're still supporting it. That's really
They've been.
That's really cool.
They've been supporting this game ever since it came out.
And it just makes me wonder if this is going to be it. If it's just going to be Team Fortress 2, and they're just going to add new stuff to it, or if they're ever going to have like a Team Fortress 3. You know,
they might have. I suggest they might have a Team Fortress 3 when they start using Source 2.
So a couple years from now, easily.
I don't know. People have actually. It's the Source filmmaker. People have data mined that and actually found evidence of Source 2 in it.
No, I mean, like, a couple years before the game, at least, would be out.
Yeah, it'll be maybe.
Because I imagine this new Horde mode, like, six-man co-op will be, like, really rejuvenate the game and get people more interested. And, you know, Valve will probably want to end up adding more stuff to it and support it even more, since more people will be jumping on it and looking, so. I expect.
I play this game all the time, and there's always people playing. Like, I have never had any problems getting into full games. I was actually having to wait to get into certain servers that I wanted to play in.
Well, I'm sure that's because people are picking it up, trying to get back in the swing of things for the co-op, but there's no doubt that it has a hardcore good following. It's just the fact that, you know, this is going to get people who don't normally play it, you know, back into playing it or picking it up for the first time. Like, I don't think I've ever played it on the PC before.
It is not the same game as it is on the console.
I do know that. So, but I mean, I've seen tons of people, you know, on Twitter saying how they want to play the co-op mode and stuff like that. So maybe that'll be our next game night.
I'm all for that. And I've seen this recently. I haven't actually been able to actually test it out, but it's a new way to search for games. They've actually added kind of a party mode to party up before you head into servers, because before, you would wait for one person to get in, and then you would click the join button.
So they've made a lobby.
Kind of, system. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So I'm definitely looking forward to this. This computer can run it, but I've got a separate hard drive where there's a different, just no other programs in it. I can just pop it in, and it's just for gaming. So there's no, like, you know, Audacity or, you know, all this other stuff I use for, you know, the podcast and other stuff. So it's not, you know, it's the fastest that it'll run the fastest, basically. So I'm all set, and I've got the game. I think I have Team Fortress 2 downloaded. If I don't, I'll definitely have it downloaded soon. But since it is free, I mean, that's just crazy that it's free, you know, and they're adding stuff to it. That they're adding
all
stuff
the time. Well, they're
something
actually
this
kind
this
of
major. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, like they've been sourcing out kind of items and weapons with the workshop stuff for a couple months now. So
yeah, I'm definitely excited for this. I mean, For the most part, I'm a co-op gamer. I like co-op pretty much anything. you know, everything, co-op makes everything better, basically, for me. I'm basically buying games, for the most part, just to play co-op with people. So, that's definitely a big thing for me. So, I'm excited. And six people, that's just, that's crazy. And, we definitely gotta do a game night, maybe next week, on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So definitely look out for that, people. I guess we'll be needing four other people to join our game night.
Yeah, I know at least a couple people who have this game, so.
Well, I know tons of people who have this game.
According to Steam, 32 friends of mine have this game.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has this game if you have Steam, so. It's like you were saying, it's just whether they play it or not. But like I said, I've seen posts on Twitter, people saying, oh, we gotta check this out. We gotta play this when it's out and stuff like that. So I'm sure we will not have a problem finding people to join us.
Yeah.
But anyways, real quick, speaking of joining us, we do this live on Justin.tv or Twitch.tv, or which one is it again?
I think since we don't do games, we've done games one time. I think it's still on Justin TV.
Okay. So it is on Justin.tv, and we do it every Wednesday around 7 Central Standard, 8 Eastern. Be sure to check out our Twitter, you know, twitter.com/thegeeksftw. We tweet it out, you know. We tweet out the link to it, and so you can click on it, join us, listen live, you know, chat, give us your opinions in the chat, stuff like that, and just, you know, give your input, participate, hear the stuff that goes on before the show and any bonus content we do, and if things are silent for a bit, just stick with us, you know, open a new tab, do something else while we, you know, because odds are we're working little bugs out, because there's always some kind of technical stuff that ends up happening 9 out of 10 times. So definitely be sure to check that out. But just wanted to mention that to try to bring more people over to the live stream, because, you know, you get to listen to us, you know, unedited, you know, the raw stuff, and sometimes we take things out, so, and you get to participate while we're doing it live, so if you've got something, you know, if you've got an opinion on something, you can type it in the chat, and we may end up discussing it, so, yeah. definitely check that out. I guess, anything else, Stuart? Anything else you want to talk about that's, you know, like you've seen in the news, anything you've watched or played or anything?
Well, we were talking about Steam, and I'm trying to find the article where it talks about the new stuff that's coming back to Steam. This may be it. Yes. Okay. It's the new Steam community stuff. It's the changes that's going to happen, like on the storefront, and what you're going to see when you pull up Steam itself. Have you seen any of this stuff?
No, I have not. I don't think.
I will give you the link. Each game is now going to have its own little hub. Because right now when you look at a game, it's not really apparent how to get to that game's forums, how to look at that game's achievements. It's real kind of small off on its own. But each game is now going to have its own kind of hub.
That's really cool.
The quote unquote forums are going to be right there on the client itself, instead of having to go to a different web browser. The group stuff is going to change, completely. There will also be like group forums on there. Groups will be able to let you know kind of what games they're with. Cause right now, you know, I get invites all the time. Like, I have no idea who you are, or where you found me. I don't know. They've been kind of putting this out, since Monday. I haven't seen what they put out today. It's about the personal content stuff. Apparently, they're going to change the whole look of your profile. Images and screenshots kind of more that you've taken more prevalent.
So it looks like they're making Steam. They're just making it better. I mean, they're eliminating the need to. They're eliminating the need to go to another web browser to do stuff. They're making the Steam client basically your one. They're making it even more of a your only, you know, place to go for gaming for the most part, which is very smart because for the most part, all you need is Steam. I mean, for PC gaming.
Yes.
I mean, I know there's like good old games and all kinds of other little websites and stuff, but pretty much Steam is basically all you need. I mean,
the only thing I don't use Steam for is for Battlefield 3 and soon,
you can't do SimCity.
Right. Cause that's on Origins.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's Steam's basically all I use for gaming wise because I don't play Battlefield on the PC and I don't play Battlefield at all. But that's a different story. But yeah, I'm curious to see. I guess today was day 3. Tomorrow will be day 4. I'm curious to see what else they're gonna add to it. I guess there's not gonna be a day 5.
Doesn't look like it. Maybe that's the day where they release all this stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Be cool. Maybe, yeah. So, definitely interested in that.
But what kind of gets me is how much content has been user created on Steam. Like people don't really notice. Like, oh, there's so much user created stuff. Then there's this counter I'm looking at. It is at 89 million, is that right? Yes, 89,487,370 right now.
Oh, mine must be slow. That refresh.
And this clock is just ticking.
Yeah, it's like by the time you start reading out the number, it's already changed. Like so
yes,
much.
It's changed 10 times by now.
That is pretty crazy. So I don't know. Honestly, I've been thinking about this, and I think Valve could really, really hurt the consoles like a lot. You know, if they could partner with like, this is just crazy, you know, thinking on my part. But if they could like partner with like with a you know some kind of one of the PC companies to make a you know Steam like PC console box whatever that can and. You know, if they do, if the stars align and things work out right, you know, and Linux, you know, Linux starts to, which they're starting to support Linux, and Linux is really starting to slowly get more support for gaming. I mean, I think Left 4 Dead 2, for example, is Linux. You know, so you can run it on, you can play it on Linux.
I will not be surprised once to have like all the actual Valve stuff be able to run on Linux, but for everything else, that's up to the developer.
But I could see Valve creating their own version of Linux to where it's basically optimized just for gaming, you know? And I think that would really push. I think that would really push the developers to support it, you know? If you've got this, you know, if you've got, you know, the Steam version of Linux, I mean, because Steam is just huge, you know, Steam is like, you know, when you think of PC gaming, you think of Steam. So if they release their own version of OS, especially since, you know, Windows 8 is just not a lot of, I've seen more and more, a lot of devs are really not liking Windows 8. So I don't know. That's just some crazy work. A lot of different theories I've been thinking up, you know, thinking that would be really cool if I could really see them doing that, you know? I could really see them, you know, cause Linux is open source. Anyone can take the core, you know, of Linux and make their own version.
Yeah.
So I could definitely, you know, I could definitely see, you know, them saying, them thinking, well, when, you know, especially since, the, you know, Gabe from, Valve, isn't that his name? Gabe Newell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabe Newell.
I especially since he really has said he doesn't like Windows 8, I could see him being like, I don't like Windows 8, so we're going to make our own OS, you know?
I don't know. With Gabe, I feel like some bridges were burned when he left Microsoft. Like, he does not like somebody there. I get that feeling from him.
And I get the feeling that they just don't make things easy for, you know. Think they would try to, Microsoft would try to reach out and try to, you know, make, you know, get a better relationship, but they don't. Microsoft doesn't.
No. Like, especially with the stuff that came out about Fez like about a couple weeks ago, some other companies have come out and said, yeah, we're gonna release updates, but not on the Xbox. I forget which game it was recently. That just said, yeah, we're gonna update on the PC and the PlayStation 3. But, yeah, we're just gonna skip the
Xbox. Wasn't it the Silent Hill?
Xbox. That was it, yes.
Yeah. But there was that other, there was even, Minecraft. I can't remember.
Yeah, well,
Minecraft came out and said that, you know, it's what, $40,000 for the update? To update?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's something like that.
That's ridiculous. That's just insane, cause.
Well, that's what the other companies are saying. Like, yeah, that's how much it costs. We're not gonna do it.
I mean, if you've got like Activision backing you up, I guess that's not much. But if you're say an indie developer, you know, who Microsoft said, oh, we're supporting, we're all about arcade games and indie games and stuff like that, and then you release your game and, you know, I guess there was something really bad with the game that Microsoft didn't catch in their certification stuff, or you didn't catch, you know, that could make or break a company.
That's exactly what happened with Fez. You know, there was a bug that kind of got through to, and it was affecting people's game saves, like 1% of people's game saves. And they said, yeah, here's this patch that can fix it. $40,000, please.
Yeah, and considering that up until recently, like, you know, a game, it was rare for an arcade game to sell a million units, you know?
Yeah, now it's, you know,
it's still kind of rare for them to, you know, for a game to really sell, you know, a million or more units. So, you know, they're selling it, you know, for 10, 15 bucks a piece. So if you think about, you know, Microsoft gets their share, when you cut that down and when you really get down to it, these indie games aren't, you know, they're not making, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So $40,000 for an update, you know, that even, you know, just for a simple update to fix one thing, that's pretty crazy. It should definitely be a lot less than that. I mean, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. It's totally crazy. And I love my Xbox. I really do. I just downloaded the demo for that Dust game that just came out, because I've been interested in seeing what that's all about. And, you know, Minecraft, love the Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD. You know, I love playing on my Xbox. I love the arcade games, but, you know, it's just, I'm worried that we're not going to see that, you know. And if you really look at it, I mean, the last few summer of arcades have really been, you know, slowly getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been interested in really any of the games that usually come out. You said Dust. Every time I hear that name, I keep thinking of From Dust.
Yeah, or I even think of There's a Sony game coming that's going to come out. I don't know when, but it's Dust 514. So there's been a few, that's the one that links to Eve. Yeah, there's been a few games that have Dust in the title. So yeah, that can. But I mean, I don't. And recently there's been the. I mean, I don't know if you saw last week or heard about it. The hybrid game.
Yeah.
That they had to take that down because there was something wrong with it. So
yeah, something really bad with it,
and it's like Microsoft. I mean, if this is something that huge, why didn't Microsoft catch it? I mean, you know, it supposedly takes forever for Microsoft to certify their stuff, but you know, I guess maybe they didn't. I don't know. It's really, really kind of crazy. What were you gonna say?
No, nope. I got nothing.
I thought you were gonna say something before. Okay. But yeah, I really hope Microsoft changes their attitude and really tries to help get the, you know, try to do what they were claiming they were doing as far as helping out, you know, reaching out to indie games and developers and helping out and stuff like that. I mean, not only for arcade games but for like the indie games, because I don't know if you've looked, but I've looked through the indie game stuff and there's not many good stuff as far as the indie
games.
I mean,
highest selling stuff for the longest time were the Minecraft clones, and now that Minecraft is actually out, I bet you that's because people have stopped buying anything on the indie game scene at all, so they're still there.
Yeah, but I mean, and I don't know, I've looked through so many of these trying to be like, huh, let's see if I can find a $2-3 game, you know, and most of them are 99 cents, but you know, a game basically under $5 that I can play with friends, you know, because if it's under like $5, basically you can get anyone to, you know, pick up something, you know, if it's not bad, you know, $5 on, and I've been trying to find like some kind of co-op, like little indie game, and there's really not many games that support online for the indie games. So I'm wondering if it's just difficult for, you know, these developers, if they just don't have the tools or if they don't know how to. And because there's tons of great little, you know, co-op games that are, you know, like split screen, you know, or, you know, one console, local co-op, I guess, yeah, basically. But not many, you know, like Xbox Live co-op type games, which is just like, I thought the whole point of the indie games and Xbox, I thought they had a whole division where they were, you know, going to give tools and help these people out and stuff like that, but...
You mean by help them out, you mean by saying, here's the stuff, go do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they really need to really step it up because they're, you know, this console generation is slowly starting to die down, and you know, we got either the next console is going to come out next year or 2014, which I think 2014 it's going to come out, and I think it's going to be announced next year. But so, you know, if they keep this up, you know, people are going to have a bad taste in their mouth when they think of Microsoft, I think. And I think that could potentially, you know, harm them.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what happened with Sony. They kind of, you know, they were on top with the PS2, and then, you know, I guess they things happened and they just dropped the ball. And I think Microsoft is repeating kind of that pattern. You know, they're just letting things happen and they're just dropping the ball. So, but yeah, I guess that I didn't really expect to talk all about that much, but I guess that's the stuff I've been thinking about and it's been on my mind about all this stuff. So
tell us how you really feel.
but I mean, I play my Xbox, and that's the main thing I do play. And I have a PS3, but that That's pretty much for Blu-rays. Let's be honest. I mean, when I got it, it was the cheapest, best Blu-ray player because it does Netflix, Hulu, and all that other stuff as well as Blu-rays. At the time, it was the cheapest, so that's basically all I use that for, though. But Xbox, you know, Xbox is mainly my gaming, a little PC stuff, but so I'm saying all this stuff about Microsoft because I want them to change. We bitch because we don't want things getting worse or we want things getting better. I mean, we bitch about the stuff we like and we're afraid that's gonna, you know, get worse. At least I do. That's my personality to it. If it's just something all around that I just don't like or don't, you know, care about, for the most part, I just won't even talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like not even worth my time mentioning. But, and we never even, and on this show, we hardly ever even talk about Sony. So there you go. I mean, it's basically Xbox.
That's because I can't really say anything about Sony because I don't have one.
And you're never going to get one.
No, at least not this generation.
Yeah, which I don't know if it's still going on. I think I saw, where was it? I saw like a 160 gig PS3 for like $220 or something online recently. I think it was on Amazon, I want to say. I could be wrong, but I was shocked when I saw that because I'm just like, damn, those have gotten cheap. It's ridiculous, but you know, there's their market for that, but we're just really not. And the thing is, I would love to play my PlayStation 3. I would, but no, I mean, I know fanboys are really tired of this excuse, but there's no party chat. And, you know, that's a really big deal. I mean, that's a huge deal for me, because, I mean, you know, you may not always want to play the same games as your friends, but, you know, you can still, you know, I may be playing Minecraft while my friend's playing Dragon Age and our other friend is playing, you know, Gears of War or something like that. But we all can chat. That's a huge deal, at least for me. I like that, but I think it's a huge deal for a lot of people. So hopefully the PS4 has basically copy and paste party chat. Let's hope. But let's hope for their sake anyways, because if they don't have party chat in the PS4, I don't know if we're going to get a PS5, honestly. I really think that if there's no like party chat or certain features that Xbox has already, I think Sony's just, they should just go the way of Sega, you know, software. But anyways, I guess anything else, Stuart?
That's it.
Alrighty. Real quick, looks like Daredevil's, the movie rights are going back to Marvel. I know we kind of touched on that, but
yeah, it looks like Fox just doesn't want it in any way.
Well, it looks like they can't. They just can't do it. You know, they can't. They can't do it in time because they would have to get it all started by, I think, October 1st.
Well, I mean, isn't that a deal with giving Marvel back Galactus and the Silver Surfer just gonna was to extend that time?
It was, but I guess they just don't want to give up Galactus.
Like, no, Silver, we don't Surfer. Want it. You take no. it. No, you take it. No, you take it. We don't want it either. You take it.
Even though they've really messed up Galactus and Silver Surfer, and I would say they really shouldn't use Galactus and Silver Surfer anyways, because they did such a horrible job with, you know, with them in the Fantastic Four movies. I think people are really gonna, if they use Galactus and Silver Surfer in the next one or whatever, I think it's really gonna be, people are not gonna really get that excited about it, because they're gonna be like, well, we've seen them do this already, you know?
So I can, if the Guardians of the Galaxy do well, I can see Galactus being the baddie. Which, now that I think about it, do we know who the baddie is anyway?
We have nothing. We have nothing on okay. Guardians of the Galaxy. But that's Marvel, though.
Yeah?
Fox owns the rights to Galactus.
They didn't give it up? Marvel no. didn't no, take it up on them?
That's why... Well, no. Fox didn't. Marvel offered, but Fox is the one who's saying, no, we'll keep Galactus and Silver Surfer. We'll keep the rights to those characters.
No, this is I heard that both of them are going to be able to use it.
No, that would have been the deal.
That would have been the deal. Okay.
Yes, that would have been the deal, but they were like, "No, we want to have exclusive rights and you know, I guess Daredevil, you know, that's just one superhero.
We want to shit on this some more.
Fantastic Four is four superheroes, so I guess that's going to be a bigger, you know. So, I don't know, but I'm kind of glad and I'm kind of disappointed in a couple different ways because Daredevil, I don't know if it's just the, I've never really been
a big
fan.
I can't see Marvel doing any better with Daredevil. I can't see them doing any better.
I don't know. Maybe they'll throw him in the Avengers 3 or something like that. I don't know. I could see maybe they, you know, use him, throw him in other movies or something like that. But I mean, I've never been a big.
Now, if they use Matt Murdock instead, like just don't even have Daredevil in it at all, and just use Matt Murdock, I'm thinking of an episode of of Spider-Man where Spider-Man got.
Peter Parker was framed.
Yeah, Peter Parker was framed.
Framed by
and his attorney was Matt Murdock. That I can see.
Yeah, but in that episode they also had Daredevil.
Yeah, just don't use Daredevil.
I don't know. I think Marvel maybe could do Daredevil right, but if they are going to use him, I'd rather they just throw, you know, not throw as in not do it correct, but use him as a character, you know, in other movies, not give him his own movie, because I really don't think the world of Daredevil is that interesting to where it can stand on its own, in my opinion. I'm just not a big Daredevil fan, and apparently the dude who's going to direct Daredevil, the movie, I don't have his name. John something. I don't know. Something starts with a C, I think. But apparently his idea, I think I read, was he wanted to make it like a 70s crime adaptation drama Daredevil thing, whatever. And I'm just like, that would have been horrible. I would not want to have seen that, you know? I don't know about you, but Daredevil yeah. set in the 70s. I would not want to watch that. I mean, but I could definitely see him being a supporting character in the Avengers 3 or something else like that, another Marvel movie or something, you know, like you were saying, they could have him as Matt Murdock and, you know, maybe I would say the Daredevil character would be good as a supporting character, basically. I really don't think, you know, I don't think his world is that appealing or basically would translate well to his own a separate movie. That's just my thoughts though on that. So kind of upset that, you know, one I would not want to have seen that 70s Daredevil movie. Two, I would have wanted Marvel to have the right to Galactus and Silver Surfer since they're making this big galactic push in the Marvel Universe movies.
Yeah.
That would have really went hand in hand. But I don't know. I really hope that maybe, I mean, I just don't see why these studios can't just, you know, work together, you know, co-produce, co-license these characters. I mean, if you have the character of Galactus and Silver Surfer, why don't you just work with Marvel, let them use it in the Avengers or Guardian of the Galaxy or something like that, because, and you make money. You don't even have to do anything. You just let them You let Marvel
because
do
that
the
would
work.
Be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, or you know, let Spider-Man be in the Avengers or whatever, and you still make money.
Yes, please.
You know, you still make money, and the only thing you have to do is just sign some paper. I mean, people are like, "Well, they make too much money doing that." Well, that's fine. Let you know, keep.
Where's
Sony,
the problem?
They make too much money.
They make more.
Keep the movies, the standalone movies to yourself, you know, but let the character be in other movies and you get a piece of that pie. I mean, the Avengers, that was a pretty big pie. I mean, so even the tiniest piece, you know, pretty big, I would say, but that's just my thoughts on that. It's disappointing, but. Hopefully, you know, I mean, and apparently Marvel got the rights back to the Punisher. Did you know that?
No.
The movie rights to the Punisher, because I saw in an article that this will be the second movie that they've, you know, let lapse, that the other studio has let lapse. And I'm,
the Punisher is another character I'm not fond of.
Yeah, but I could, like I said, I could see, I think there was an article, when was it? I can't remember, but a while back, talking about, like, when the Avengers was out, you know, talking about movies that Marvel should make, and they had, like, the Avengers, but the darker version, where it was, like, Ghost Rider, Blade, Punisher, stuff like that. That, you know, stuff like that would be really cool, but I don't know. But I'm just kind of surprised that the Punisher, they made a movie in 2008, and the rights were
2008? Are you sure?
Yeah, the Warzone.
I seem to remember Warzone. it was longer than that.
Julie Benz in it. Well, that's the second one. The first one was in 2004. The one with John Travolta as the villain.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie. I really don't remember that movie.
You're lucky. You're lucky. Because I do.
I saw it at a friend's house and I fell asleep.
Yes, but
so
I mean I've never seen the second one, so I don't know. It's a totally new, you know, it was a totally, like, it was another from what I've heard, and I'm looking on IMDb. I guess it was a completely different take on the Punisher, but so, you know, I don't know, but I don't know. That's kind of weird that Daredevil, it's been, what, almost 10 years since that movie, and the rights are just now, you know, just now running out, but Punisher's already run out, and they made a movie back in 2008. I don't know. The licensing agreements and rights and all that stuff, I don't know. There really needs to be something something done about all this stuff, because it's preventing so many good movies from happening and so many ideas, and, you know, it's just crazy and ridiculous in my opinion. So, but yeah, it looks like what we were hoping for didn't happen. You know, Marvel's not going to get the rights to Galactus or Silver Surfer as far as we know. And I guess Daredevil's going back to Marvel, but, you know, Punisher's gone back to Marvel, but we haven't seen anything from that, so maybe nothing will come of that, but
I kind of hope so.
Well, like I said, I would love to see him, you know, as a, you know, character and a, you know, supporting character.
Let's just say I don't even like him in the comics.
Yeah, oh yeah, so. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely with you there, but I don't know. And who knows, Marvel maybe. Well, no, because, you know, Marvel does the comics, so, and he's not that.
I know, I don't like him there, so.
But I'm kind of excited to see what Marvel would do with the Punisher, maybe, because from what I've read in the comics, it's not bad stuff. I prefer it over Daredevil by a lot.
The Punisher I extra don't like. He just, every time he does anything, he makes me mad.
Have you seen that, did you see that, what was it, that fan-made thing around Comic-Con?
No, that, wasn't the guy on the Nerdist.
Well, he was the original Punisher. from the 2004 movie, I think.
No, he did the fan made thing.
Well, yeah, but he was the original Punisher from the 2004 movie.
Okay, that's who that was. Okay, I haven't seen it.
Thomas Jane, yeah, the one with John Travolta, the original. So yeah, but and, you know, that was pretty cool. I mean, and he had like, who was it? Ron Perlman even in it, and it was a cool little thing. And you know, if you listen to the Nerdist interview, he's passionate about the Punisher. He likes the Punisher. So
okay, I don't, but okay.
Well, I think if Marvel was smart, they'd reach out to this dude, and since they got the rights to it, and I mean, check out that. I really would say check out that fan made short, or his fan made short. What was it? I can't think of the name of it.
The Punisher.
It was like
fan made.
Something with trash or garbage or something. I can't think of it. I'm trying to look it up. But anyways, I definitely would check that out. Dirty Laundry. Yeah. So I knew it was something trash or filthy or something, but yeah, definitely, definitely cool. And I'd love to see that direction. So, I mean, especially if Marvel's on board with it. Cause I mean, I haven't seen too much of the Punisher, but in the comics, but the few things I've read, I wasn't bad, honestly, but I know how you feel on that, so I'll drop that. Yeah. But let's see. Black Ops 2 multiplayer at Gamescom. Apparently Microsoft is doing this big, or Microsoft and Treyarch, Activision, whatever you want to call them, they're doing this big streaming thing with. It started today, which today is Wednesday, we're recording. They streamed for like an hour, like, and they showed off a bunch of multiplayer exclusives. Apparently they had a bunch of like the esports like teams, like the US team and the, you know, European teams and bunch of teams like that. I guess they flew them out so they could play and be the ones to show off all the cool new stuff. So they got like real professional people there, and they've shown off some really cool stuff. I have no idea if you've saw any news articles.
No, I kept reading about Shoutcast, but you know, I've just been, yeah, skimming the articles, and I kept thinking that mystery thing that we saw in the back at the end of the, multiplayer trailer. I thought it was talking about that. I didn't know they were actually live. This was actually doing this now. I thought they were talking about the whatever was at the end of that trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently they're. Hold on one second. Had to mute so I could cough. But anyways, what they've shown off is. First off, let me start by saying, you know, it's Treyarch. They're bringing back a lot of stuff that Treyarch is known for, you know, that they did in Black Ops, which I love, you know, the diving. I love the diving. I that's something stupid, but, and they're one of the big things they're doing, which is kind of crazy, but I love this idea, is they have what they call the Pick 10, which, you can basically your class, you can pick like 10 things for your class. Like you can have, you know, it doesn't force you to have a primary weapon, secondary weapon, you know, one of, you know, these things. You can do whatever you want. You can mix and match. One of the layouts of the guys playing when they showed off.
No weapons, 5 perks. That's what I'm going for. Knife only.
I think you have to. I assume you would have to have a primary. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you don't, but I would assume you would have to at least have a primary. But they had like this guy who had a primary, no secondary. He had like 5 different perks and, you know, like.
Well, wouldn't it be 4
attachments?
Because it'd be like a slot. You don't have a secondary, but you can replace that with a perk. So well, that'd just be four.
Pick 10. Pick 10, though. That's why I said pick 10.
How many things you have normally?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're letting you pick 10 things. You know, you can have, you know, like this dude, he had 5 perks. He had 5 perks. He had 1 primary, and I think he had a, you know, that's what, 5 perks, 1 primary, that's 6. So I guess he had, like, a couple attachments and, you know, maybe something else. I don't know. But, you know, it was crazy because they showed he had 5 perks, you know. And I love that because for the most part, I don't use a secondary weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't. I mean, unless I have to, you know, unless there's like a UAV or something out or, you know, something like someone's got a kill streak where they in a chopper or something and I gotta, I want to shoot it down, but I could always just switch to, you know, another, like a switch to class 2 for that, you know, to have my, you know, like I do for the most part. So I love this idea because, you know, I could have, you know, we can have more perks and I can just have my primary weapon and, or I could have more attachments for the weapon and stuff like that. They showed off it's the main perks. They've made a big thing about the perks will not help individual guns. The perks will only help the player. So you have to use attachments to enhance the guns. They made a big point of that. And I'm just like, isn't that how it's always been?
Yeah.
But they made a big point on that. They've got a couple new, they've shown off a couple things as far as attachment wise. Like they have a scope that basically highlights the enemy players like in your range, there's a red triangle. So you can zoom into the scope of your gun and just look for the red triangle and instantly see if there's a player in your view, which, you know, they say it's kind of like auto locking, but, you know, it's not auto locking, but it's auto, you know, something, I don't know, like marking, I guess it marks it automatically. They showed this, like, this kill streak kind of thing where I think it was a kill streak. Yeah. Where it's, you throw up in the air. It's kind of like a chop, you know, it's kind of like the
gross. You throw up in the air. Aw. Yeah. Come down and splat you in the face.
I didn't say, I wasn't saying you throw up. I said you throw up.
I know.
This spice. Yeah. So
you just said it again, but okay. I'm just kidding.
But anyways, you toss it up and it flies up and it's kind of like the little remote control, like, I can't think of the name. In Modern Warfare 3 that you can mark things with, you know?
The drone?
Yeah, the little drone, as far as like the size of it, but you throw it up and that's it. And it automatically searches and it kills like somebody. It gives you a random kill or something like that. And, you know, that definitely pretty cool, I think. I mean, if you're heading towards, like, I could see if you're heading towards an area where you know there's someone who keeps killing you or you're something like that, you could just throw this thing up and then, you know, head towards him or stuff. I mean, I see different strategies with the stuff that I've talked about already, the pick 10 and these couple things, but
yeah.
The main one, you might find this very, very interesting. I don't know. But they have something called CODcast.
That's, I was looking up and that's what I was talking about before. That's the shoutcast stuff.
Yeah. Where you can, they call it CODcast, which I'm just like, it took me a while to think what they were saying. Cause I mean, I was just like, they were over in Germany and they had some British dude like announced, you know, that's one of the main
main dudes. That's what it was.
Yeah. So I was just like, huh? What? Huh? Oh, COD. Okay. Well, okay. Great. But You know, and one of the things is they were like, we have this new feature where we call live stream and live streaming. And I'm like, I'm glad you call it live streaming. Oh, where'd you get that? Where'd you come up with, you know, that's one thing that stood out for me was they were like, we call it live streaming. And I'm like, really?
Don't say, dude, that's revolutionary.
But apparently you can do this while you're playing. I think you can do this while you're playing or maybe what they showed was you become a spectator. You become a spectator, like, you know, there's the different teams and you're separate and you can basically add your own commentary to it. They have different features where you can listen in on the other teams and hear what, let's hear what team A, you know, let's hear what they're talking about, or, you know, like, let's
y'all
see.
Y'all sons of bitches, you should all get in your trucks and drive off a cliff, you son of a bitch. That's what they're going to all say.
Well, the whole idea of this is, you know, this is going to be for, like, more of the competitive clan battles and stuff like that, where people are going to be serious teams. I mean, you're not going to do this. I wouldn't expect many people to do this, just random willy-nilly matches. But it's for, you know, like team battle, clan battles, stuff like that, where you can listen to them strategize and talk about, help, there's somebody over at A. There's somebody over at A. Help, I'm at B. I got B. I just got B. Help, I got K. You know, stuff like that. Or you can hear how these intense, you know, hardcore type teams, how they communicate. And as a result, I guess you could learn from it, which, you know, I've always wondered how these, you know, because I don't really watch much of the, you know, MLG type stuff, or I've just never really made an effort to watch it, you know, and I've always wondered how these people communicate, like, you know, what type of stuff they, you know, if they just point out stuff, or if they, how they talk about strategies and stuff, you know, just been curious. So this was definitely interesting. And I guess you can pull up, you can view anyone you want to at any time. You can pull up the map. They call it picture in picture, it's not really picture in picture. It's just they make the actual gameplay picture a bit smaller, and they have, like, you can view stats on the other side. So it's just like, you know, picture in picture is like you have two, at least what I thought picture in picture is you have, like, two different people's views, or, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess you can, it makes it a little smaller, and it brings up like a sidebar info or ticker, or, you know, like little ticker stream or stuff like that. You can do a lot of cool stuff, it looks like. And the video for this is on Xbox Live. They had it streaming live for, you know, I think it was like noon my time, 1 Eastern. They had it live, or it was 9 Pacific. So what was it, my time? Well, no, I guess it was earlier than noon, but so it was around 9 Pacific, what, 11 my time, 12 Eastern. So, but it's now, you can just watch it. It's not live, but you can watch it all and see all the cool stuff, which it's pretty cool. I mean, it's about an hour. You can skip through some of the unfortunately, it's half hosted by Major Nelson, which is kind of like, he wears a suit that's like straight out of like oh my God. I'm like, it looks horrible.
Because when I think of Call of Duty, I think Major Nelson.
Oh, God. Luckily, like I said, he only hosts it halfway, and he said something really stupid that I was in a party chat with a couple friends when I was watching this, and they were just like, man, he's so stupid, because one of the guys was saying, oh, yes, we have many PlayStations out here with the game for people to who are here, and he's like, and Xboxes, and it's just like, they didn't mean PlayStation as in PlayStation 3, they meant station as in stations you can play the game at. Of course, it's just like, really, did you really have to say that, Major Nelson? Really? I mean, God, I heard that and I was just like, oh my God, that's really. But back to the COD cast, they had some dude, like, I guess he's the Hastro or whatever, I guess maybe he's a big commentator for stuff like this, or he's known for it. I've never heard of him before, but he was one of the main guys commentating on these different matches and showing off the features and whatnot, and it's just like, yeah, he was kind of irritating. I mean, and oh my God, his teeth were just like, I don't think he's ever been to a dentist. His teeth were all yellow, like yellow, like disgusting yellow, and they were all crooked and messed up, and I don't think he was...
Kids, don't smoke.
I mean, oh my, it was just horrifying, and I really wasn't paying attention, and then one of my friends was like, God, his teeth are fucked up, and I'm like, that's all I was focusing on from there, you know? It's like if you ever have a monitor where and you see a dead pixel or dead pixel on a screen or something, that's all you focus on, you know, once you see that.
Yes.
It's like, but yeah, but
I miss you, Orange Dots from SOTOR Beta.
Wow. Anyways, let's see. And they also have, I guess you can, they have it where you can go into theater mode, so you don't necessarily, you can commentate and do all the same features on games you've actually played. So you can go back to games you've played with a team or a clan or whatever, and you can be the commentator and do all that stuff and show, you know, all that craziness. So you don't even have to do it live. You can take your time and you can play the game yourself and then go back and do it, which is kind of cool, I think. I mean, having both ways to do it, so you don't have to, you know, you're not restricted to just commentating. You know, you can actually play it and commentate later. So, I mean, I thought you would find this pretty cool. I honestly think you should check out the stuff on it, because it was pretty cool. And they've added new game modes. Basically, a lot of people are saying they're ripping off Halo and Gears of War, which they kind of are, but that's, I mean, so, I mean, who, I mean, it, but they've got, they have multi-team battle where you have like 18 players and you can do like, you know, six teams of like three, or, you know, how many ever teams of four, or how many ever teams, you know, you can, there are different ways. So it's, you know, it's multiple different teams battling, you know, so that's kind of cool. I thought definitely.
I really liked multi-team from Halo.
Yeah. So I think that would be really, really cool to do that in Black Ops 2. I'm definitely looking forward to that a lot, because, you know, I don't necessarily have a big group of people to play, you know, full on team with, but I can always find maybe a couple people, and you know, it kind of gets boring just doing, you know, one team versus one team. So kind of having like a, you know, the multi-team battle, that definitely makes things a lot more interesting, I think. So let's see what else. They have basically a King of the Hill mode where you've got, which is, you know, basically from Gears, where you've got to lock down a certain spot and it moves, and, you know.
I wouldn't call that from Gears. I'd call that from every game.
Well, yeah, but I think, I don't know if Gears started it or not, but a lot of, I saw
no,
a lot
it
of,
was in, it was in Halo 1.
Okay, I saw a lot of people saying, oh, that Gears. So I don't know. But anyways. So they've got that. That mode's never really interested me much, though, honestly. I never really liked the King of the Hill type mode.
It's fun.
Yeah, but I'd rather just play Domination or something where the spots are, you know where they are. I don't know. That's just me. But let's see what else. It was an hour long stream, but you could really skip over a lot of stupid stuff. You know, they had some technical difficulty. It was weird. It was very weird the way they did it, and it kind of turned my head a bit because they were supposedly live streaming and they showed off we're showing off this level. You know, we're the very first time we're showing off CODcast, and then they showed a match where the dude was, you know, commentating and doing all that stuff, and then they jump into an interview where they're like, "Oh, and you just saw the CODcast. You just saw COD," and it's like, "Wait, the first thing was live, and then you jumped into something you pre-recorded, so you were talking about something that hadn't even happened yet." It's just like, oh, my head hurts. You know, they kept doing that a lot, and it's just like, oh, this. And every time Major Nelson, and it was Major Nelson interviewing, every time they jumped into the whatever, and it's just like, could you? I mean, he's just a horrible at. I mean, in those videos, because it looks. I mean, I don't know if he is or not. He just has no real personality, and he just seems to like it. It seems like he's reading from cue cards.
He's an internet personality. No, I should take it back. He's a PR internet personality.
Yeah, I mean, it's just he doesn't seem like he has much of a personality at all. So it's just really, really kind of bad and confusing. So I mean, for the most part, I could say you could skip those parts. Those really don't show too much. I mean, just I just watch the actual live stuff they do and. For the most part, the actual battles, and they showed off some levels, and there were some really cool levels, and there was some, you know, they had some really good looking levels, and they worked really well with the different game modes, and I'm just really, for the most part, I'm totally excited about Black Ops 2. I'm pretty much done with Modern, even though there's more going to be, I think, one or two more DLCs for Modern Warfare 3. I'm pretty much going to GameStop and, you know, try getting rid of it as soon as I can. And if I need to play Call of Duty before Black Ops comes or Black Ops 2 comes out, I've got Black Ops, you know, I still have regular Black Ops. So I'm pretty much Treyarch just doing all kinds of great stuff. I mean, Black Ops 2 is, I'm so excited for it. I really am. And honestly, I'm looking at this and I know there's going to be some blasphemy. People are going to get so upset and think I'm crazy. And I refrained from posting this on Twitter because I wanted to say this on the show. I just may skip Halo for, you know, I may not pick it up when it comes out at first. I may just wait.
Blasphemer! No, I don't.
I may wait till
it has its first price drop. I will pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I may end up picking it up right away just because Black Friday's around the, you know, it may have a Black Friday deal, but.
I will pick it up, and here's how I know why. Cause I will be, it's not because I really want to play it. It's because 4 days before Halo comes out, I'm going to a Halo party. I just did Halo party. Oh, Halo 4. Awesome. So.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna wait till, you know, wait till its first, you know, price drop, or which will probably be, you know, a week or two later, Black Friday, like I was saying. So may not have to wait that long, but I'm just not that excited about Halo 4. You know,
no,
there's a lot of there are cool stuff. I mean, I have seen. You know, new multiplayer this, you know, new It seems
like they are trying to do kind of exactly what Treyarch's doing, is trying to change up how the multiplayer plays. But, you know,
it's just not as exciting to me as what Treyarch's doing.
I don't find any of them that really, because I'm not really following them too closely. So I'm just, eh.
Yeah, I mean, I just happened not to have anything to really do. And I was like, well, this is happening, so I'm going to check this out. And for the most part, you know, it was pretty cool. I really think that, you know, this has really got me interested, and I'm really excited because I think they are doing some really cool new things, and I'm looking forward to seeing what other stuff they show off and, you know, that they've added. And because, you know, I'm curious to see how the whole CODcast thing will happen. Like, can you say, I mean, because, you know, with Call of Duty Elite, you can post stuff up to YouTube, you know? Will you be able to take the stuff and post it up to YouTube, or will it just be, you know, 100% you have to be on Call of Duty's website, or, you know, you got to be on
I don't know. Here's what they should do. They should probably team up with like Twitch or something and have you be able to broadcast directly onto Twitch.
Yeah, I would say that, and if you've got Elite, be able to post those videos up to YouTube like you can right now, you know. You can go to the theater,
sure, mode,
get a video and post it up to YouTube. You can do that right now. So, but yeah, I'm excited to see what all new stuff they add to it. I definitely recommend, if you think Call of Duty's, you know, run its course, which I don't think it has. I think they've really shown that they've, at least for Black Ops and at least for Treyarch, they seem to be doing new stuff. They've seemed to be adding new stuff and cool stuff the last couple years. You know, starting with World of War, I would say they've been adding new stuff and making it entertaining. And like I said, last week, I think it was, I'm pretty much done with Infinity Ward, or if you can really call them Infinity Ward, because there's only, you know, a few people originally from Infinity Ward. So, but it's all about Treyarch for me now. I definitely would, you know, check this out, because you might be surprised. You might be interested in the stuff they're doing, because...
Yeah, the CODcast, that definitely does kind of interest me.
Because it eliminates...
Color me intrigued.
At least for, you know, Call of Duty, it eliminates the need to have a capturing device and, you know, video editor and all this, you know, all this stuff that can add up and be pretty pricey, and it lets people, you know, really lets people do some cool stuff. And, you know, when you give people tools, they can, a lot of crazy stuff comes out of it. A lot of good and, you know, some bad, a lot bad. You know, I'd expect there to be tons of little, like, 12-year-olds, you know, high voice, whatever, commenting a lot of bad videos, but there could be some good stuff. And
yeah, I mean, it will definitely get weeded out like the StarCast stuff did. There's maybe four or five commentators actually kind of worth listening to.
Yeah, so. Definitely. So that I mean, and honestly, I was in the party chat. It was a friend of my friend was in there, and I couldn't believe some of the stuff they were saying. Like, I mean, my friend's friend was like, because they had like the dude, they had the in the stream, they had the guy who was doing the CODcast. They had his, you know, they had a picture of him, you know, a little mini video of feet of him in the corner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, oh, is this going to be my friend's friend was like, is this going to be every time you have to do this, or you're going to see that gut little? And I'm like, no, this is obviously just for this stream. I mean, cause not everybody's got a video camera, you know? for their Xbox.
Yes, there it's gonna turn on the Kinect and see you sitting on the couch in your underwear, live streaming it. So yeah, that sounds like a wonderful thing.
I thought that was funny, and I can say that because that friend doesn't listen to this show, and I know his friend doesn't either. So, but I don't know. I'm wondering if that confused people, if there were actually other people confused by that, you know, or not, or if this guy was just not that smart. I don't know. But I immediately was like, no, that's not going to be because not everybody has a, you know, Kinect or anything like that for their Xbox. So that's not going to be, you know, that's not going to be a feature. So, but yeah, that's about the most part for that. I mean, they showed some maps. They looked pretty cool, but the main focus today was their Pick 10 system and the COD cast, all the different stuff you can do with the COD cast stuff, which, you know, I'm super excited for. And like I said, I hope I hope there's more stuff like posting it up to YouTube or other stuff like that, because that could make, you know, things a lot interesting. Like, you know, for instance, if we ever have a game night for, you know, something like that, it would be a lot easier to be able to commentate and, you know, go back, commentate, add stuff, and not have to, you know, it's a lot easier, basically. Not have to have all these extra stuff to, you know, extra programs and, you know, devices and stuff like that. And this just
sometimes that's fun to try to figure out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And this is just for Call of Duty, of course. I mean, but I'm hoping that maybe the next console, stuff like this is, you know, built in, you know, where you can do it for any game, you know? I wouldn't think that'd be too far-fetched.
If game developers were smart.
Well, I mean, I would say, I was thinking more of a Microsoft. It's a feature in the Xbox, in the next Xbox software, where you can.
And you'll have to do Microsoft Platinum, which would be about twice as much as gold. Be able to do that.
Maybe. I don't know. They probably would charge extra. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I could definitely see, you know, something like that happening. I don't think that would be too far-fetched for that to happen the next console generation. But I guess that's about it for me, honestly. There hasn't been too much happening. I mean, Gamescom's happening, that just started, and haven't really seen too much things that really interested me, you know, for the most part, except, you know, this. So hopefully, you know, it just started, so I'm sure a lot of companies didn't want to announce a lot of stuff during the Call of Duty's first day of, you know, this live streaming events and stuff like that. Oh, one other funny thing during the live stream, they were like, oh, North America team, we have a player from actually Europe, because one of their teammates had a plane issue or flight issue, and I was thinking, ah, oh, he fell asleep, or he overslept, missed his plane. So it was very entertaining for the most part, you know. Like I said, check it out on your Xbox. They have an ad on under like the game section, and it's like an app, like the Call of Duty live stream or live event streamer, or I don't know. Maybe it's the same app they used for E3 when that was out. I don't know, because I didn't watch it live on my Xbox.
Yeah, it's called Xbox Live Event.
Yeah, so definitely check it out, because you can fast forward through a lot of the crap, you know, and just watch the good stuff. I mean, the good stuff is the gameplay and the, you know, them talking about, you know, the gameplay and stuff like that, the new feature introductions, why they're showing the game, you know. The bad stuff is like the basically anything with Major Nelson. So when you see him, you can pretty much fast forward. But I guess that's it. You got anything else you want to talk about, Stuart?
No, not really.
Okay. I guess we can wrap the show up. I want to say, took me a little extra to put it out, but I recommend episode 4 is out. So check that out. We talked about Airplane 2, the sequel, and the Majestic. So definitely check that out. I recommend, it's on everything, basically. I don't know if I put it on Zune, but iTunes, Stitcher, if you have the app, it'll be on there. So yeah, basically any place you get this, you can get the I Recommend, feed. I would highly suggest you go to thegeeksftw.com because you can find basically anything. There's links in the show notes, in the show post, there will be links to anything and everything you might be interested in for us, like our YouTube channel. There's a link to that. There's a link to our Android app where you can get bonus content. There's a link to our iPhone app or iOS app. And for the Android app, I got confirmation that the preview, like when you preview the app in the Amazon app store.
I said it was. Yeah, because the new look on my Kindle.
Well, no. I remember I told you they had some other people's podcast, like in the actual episode thing. That's going to be fixed. I got an email saying that they're pushing that out to get the correct screen caps for that out. So, if you look at it now, you can see the new logo, but there's like the two techies, 139, Social Media Weekly, stuff like that from, it's like, that's not our shows. I was kind of upset about that, but I did get an email saying that's going to be fixed.
Planet 71, we're all screwed.
Yeah, so I guess we basically just gave free shout outs to those guys.
I don't know what that podcast really is. It looks like it's one feed, but.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know, but that's definitely not our podcasts, so hopefully that'll be fixed. But for the screen caps, don't get discouraged, people, if you want to pick up the app, because it is our podcast. Everything is correct when you actually have the app. It's just the screen caps, the image previews are wrong, but soon to be corrected, because I did get an email. Took like a week and a half for them to respond back to me, but I did get a response, so that's good. But there's the link to our voicemail, which you can call in, leave feedback, ask us a question, tell us we're doing great, tell us we're doing bad, and whatever. We'll listen to it and play it and discuss it and all that stuff. It's 1-347-433-5389, 1-347-GEEKFTW. But like I said, just go to the website, show post, episode, whatever, 104, 103, whatever you want to go to, and it'll be there in the link. Email thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We're looking for guests, so if you're interested, let us know. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, whatever, let us know. Feedback, let us know. Twitter, thegeeksftw. Like I said earlier in the show, when we record live for this, and I Recommend, we post on Twitter about it and the link, and so you can definitely check that out. Facebook, we also have a Facebook. Check the link out on the site. Let's see. I guess that's about it. I did say the YouTube channel. Check that out. And
yes,
the last major link is going to be, our Extra Life. Our Extra Life pages. Stuart and I are doing Extra Life this year. It is going, it's about what, one, about 2 months away?
Yes.
Little over August, 2 months?
October 20th.
Yeah, so it's a little over 2 months away. So, definitely check out our links in the show post for that. They'll be in every show post till, that actual date you know, is passed. So definitely check that out. And if you don't know what Extra Life is, it is a basically it's a fundraiser to help, you know, help the Children Miracle Network hospitals, which helps kids out, helps sick kids out who really need it. And if, you know, you can definitely help out by donating anything. Like I've said in my post or my, on my message in my, on my page, Extra Life page, I said, you know, $1, $5, $10, $100 or anything, any amount basically, you know, cause it all adds up. You know, $1 is better than no dollars. So definitely. And, you know, if you want to, you know, either way, if you donate to Stuart or me, it'll go in our the Geeks for the Win, what is it, team page or?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that, it'll definitely go towards our team goal. So, either way, definitely, definitely will help. So, check that out. I guess, shout out, Stuart?
Yeah, I would like to shout out everybody who kind of supported me the past couple of days. I lost my grandma over the weekend. That's kind of why I wasn't anywhere around the internet. That's also kind of why I haven't been talking a whole lot today. I would like to thank everybody who, you know, gave their support, and I got a couple nice emails, and I'm not going to say who they were because you know who you are, and I would just like to thank you.
Alrighty. And anybody else? Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, it's definitely surprising how, you know, at least in, I guess it's just because we have an inner circle that of good people, but how caring and kind people actually are, you know, online. You know, yeah. All these people who we've never, you know, for the most part, we've never even met in real life. And, you know, if something happens, something bad happens, they're, you know, they're nice. They're there to help out. So yeah. I remember back when my brother passed away, died, or actually he got killed, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. But I remember lots of support there. So, and it's never easy losing a close family member, especially around your immediate family, you know? So I definitely, I think I said on Twitter, my thoughts are with you and your family. Definitely. I know it's a tough thing. I've been there too. I've lost a grandmother, and it's definitely a tough thing. It's definitely tough. So, as for shout outs, I guess for me, let's see. I check out that, you know, I guess that Black Ops 2 stream. Check out HumbleBundle.com. They've got another one going on. Couple really good Android games that are also, you get download codes for like, you also get download codes for the PC, so you can play on the PC and, you might get Steam codes. I mean, you normally get Steam codes for all that, but I don't know if all these games are on Steam or not, so I'm not gonna say that straight up, but some pretty good games. I would buy this one, but most of the games I already own on the Android that are in this, so that's kind of bums me out, but, you know, for like $6, I think it's, what is it, six something, it's definitely a good deal. I love the Humble Bundles. They're fantastic, so, hope I spelled that wrong. I'm trying to look it up to see what the current average is, which it'll change, but yeah, pay more than $6.05 and you'll get like all the, you know, I think it's pay anything you want for like four of the games, but if you pay like $6.05, you get this game called Spirits, which I don't know what that is, but there's a trailer in it, definitely. Basically 2 weeks left to pick this up, but and the thing is, they show the games on the Humble Bundle, you know, but and they also they also add stuff to it, you know, before it's even over with. They'll add an extra game or two, and you also, I forgot about this, you also get the soundtracks to the game, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, I'm a big supporter of the Humble Bundle, and even though I own most of these games, I may even still pick it up just to, you know, support it and get the a couple games I don't have and the Steam codes. I mean, you do have to pay a dollar, though, to get the Steam codes, because they had an issue where people would pay, like, you know, a penny, like, and create different accounts and create, you know, buy a penny here, a penny there, and get Steam codes, get so many different Steam codes, you know. They had, did have an issue on that, so you do have to pay a buck, but to get a dollar and you get, you know, like, you know, at least four Steam codes for a game, for games, that's really great, so. Let's see. What else? I guess that's about it. I really can't think of anything else, so do be sure to, like, I'll say it again, do be sure to check out I Recommend, though. It's our Netflix recommendation podcast. Comes out twice a month, and next week's will be, or next episode 5 will be, what, 1998's Merlin 2 episode miniseries, and 2011 God Bless America. It's kind of a dark comedy, so definitely either check those out. And I don't know how people listen to the show, you know, I Recommend. I don't know whether they watch the movies beforehand and then they listen, or they listen and then they check out the movie, you know. I don't know, because we've had people ask, you know, we've had people ask
or
us
they
to,
or they download the episodes and don't listen.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. But I think they would have to listen, you know, the few people who do download them, because, you know, why would they go through the effort if they don't even listen? I don't know. But then again, there's some podcasts I subscribe to that I don't listen, but I download just to support them. Just because there's too many damn podcasts out there for me to listen to all of them, you know?
Yeah, and I know exactly what you
mean. Some of the topics I just don't care about, you know? I mean, I don't necessarily care about, you know, the games that are, you know, coming out this week, you know, Sleeping Dogs or the other game. I can't think of what it is, but, you know, I don't necessarily care about those games. So, you know, it's a show talking about those games, I'm just not going to listen. But it's still auto-downloads, so. But I guess that this has been episode 104 and of the Geeks for the Win podcast, of course. And we will see you next week.
See ya.